Why does E equal MC squared, and why should we care? By Brian Cox and Jeff Forshaw.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, register charity number 226227.
Dedication. To our families, especially Gia, Mo, George, David, Barbara, Sandra, Naomi, Isabel, Sylvia, Thomas and Michael. Acknowledgements. We thank our management and agents, Susan, Diane and George, and our editors, Ben and Siska. Of our scientific colleagues, we should particularly like to thank Richard Batty, Fred Lobinger, Robin Marshall, Simone Mazzani, Ian Morrison and Gavin Smith. Special thanks to Naomi Baker, especially for her comments on the early chapters, and to Gia Milinovic for asking the question. Preface. Our aim in this book is to describe Einstein's theory of space and time in the simplest way we can, while at the same time revealing its profound beauty. Ultimately, this will allow us to arrive at his famous equation, E equals MC squared, using mathematics no more complicated than Pythagoras' theorem. And don't worry if you can't remember Pythagoras, because we will describe that as well. Equally important, we want every listener who finishes this little book to see how modern physicists think about nature and build theories that become profoundly useful.